my students to draw a map showing the way from the classroom to the cafeteria. Both did, but differently. While one drew using numbers to represent things and landmarks you see on the way to the cafeteria, the other student used pictures. Even though their map drawings were different, I was still able to understand it, able to use it to navigate my way from the classroom to the cafeteria. You see, sometimes I think lesson plans can be likened to this. We all have different styles of lesson planning, different styles of teaching, but the main goal for lesson planning is often the same. Lesson plans are like maps. An effective lesson plan is supposed to guide the teacher to the main goal, which is to impart knowledge, to develop certain skills in our students. And I know some of us just dread lesson planning. I mean, why do I need a map? When I know where I'm going, I sure do know what I want to teach, so why spend a week planning a 40-minute class? Get it? The truth is, for learning to actually take place in our classrooms, we gotta be intentional about it. From experience, I noticed that lesson plans that I do make time for, that I intentionally plan, do achieve more learning goals than the ones I scribble down and add to the class. This is because as I plan, I think of each of my students, their needs, how they learn best, or how I believe they will learn best, and then intentionally plan for them. Don't get me wrong, lesson planning shouldn't be rigid. Not that you can add or subtract from it and add to your class time. In fact, an effective lesson plan should be a working document, flexible. But then you need to have drafted something down for you to work on, to work with, right? So yeah, even though lesson planning could really be time consuming, I strongly believe it is necessary. Whether you plan weekly or bi-weekly, it's always a good practice not to wait till the last minute before you start planning. Plan ahead. What I mean is, as I am teaching a particular lesson, I am already making notes for the next class. Whether I have my lesson plans printed out or using it directly for my laptop or any other device, I just make some notes in there, ideas and or a follow-up activity for the following week. The trick is for it to feel less time consuming, because by doing that I can say, oh yeah, I've already started work on my lesson planning for the coming week. Planning is an essential part of teaching and learning. To fail to plan the say is to plan to fail. Ouch. My name is Olamide, and thank you for hanging out with me today.